میری زندگی کا حاصل تلافی تیرے ما زكى منكم من أحد أبدا ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء والله سميع عليم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting proper, one sunnah, we discuss again make muzakara so that we can keep it in mind and make amal on it inshallah. And every sunnah is extremely important in order to reach the closeness of Allah and to gain the favors of Allah Ta'ala. Sunnahs are indispensable. And not only that, but for an easy life in this world, for a life of great barakah, great favors of Allah, it is the way of the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that mercy of Allah Ta'ala, which is for alameen, for all the realms, it is that amongst it is the great sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us tawfiq to learn each and every sunnah, to love each and every sunnah, to practice upon every sunnah, and to propagate it and teach others as well. And that is practical for each one of us. Our families, we introduce them to the sunnahs, which is easy for everyone. Our friends, our associates, we tell them about the sunnahs and encourage them. So all of us can do that, and alone on that, what great darjah Allah will give on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah accept from us. So one great sunnah is, which is also, we don't have to go out of our way. We have to enter our homes, leave our homes, and there are great sunnahs there also. One is the dua when entering and when leaving also. And it is Bismillah, which everyone knows, we don't have to learn it also. Tawakkal to Allah, we all know that also. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. All that we know, but ask ourselves, we have heard it many times, how much is our amal? That is where we are very, very deficient. We know it, you ask a little child any dua, he knows it immediately. But ask him, do you read the dua? Then we find there is a great deficiency in there. So by reading this dua, Allah, angel is appointed, and he gives you three duas in return. The first dua he gives, waqita, you have got your protection for the day, which we know is a major part, is the first part on our agenda wherever we have anything. We go on the road, we open the shop, we close in the shop, we open in the house, we close in the house. For security is a major thing. Yeah, we try not of security, but we see we are just as much insecure. If not, we are much more insecure than what we were 20 years ago, what we were 50 years ago. Try the security which Allah Ta'ala is offering. Every security company got their advertising stand. This is Allah Ta'ala's security and we are not using it. And then they give us a second dua, kufita, that all your needs will be satisfied for the day. And we all have got all our needs, and for some of our needs are just not being fulfilled. Read the dua, and our yaqeen is that what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us is 100% more, is true. When the sun is out at 12 o'clock, nobody can deny it. But it can be possible that we are not seeing right. But the words of Allah's Rasul and the words of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot waver one first. Mawlana Ali Miyasab rahmatullah alayhi says, he says the whole world can get together and they are saying one thing. And the teachings of Allah and His Rasul are different. A mu'min, he won't waver one first. He'll discard the whole world with all the theories and all the proofs. But what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he won't entertain a second thought, a doubt about that. He'll discard the whole world. May Allah give us such iman, inshallah. And the third dua the farishta gives is, hudita, you have got your hidayat for the day. And today we know what the situation we are living in, more dangerous than what the security system, security position is, and more important than what our needs are to be fulfilled is our hidayah. And when an angel, a farishta gives you, malak gives you that dua, their duas are 100% accepted. our hidayat, we will be protected for the day. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. The ayat al-kareema I have recited, in there, it has chosen this because at the end of this month, Islamic month, the Jamadiul Ula, beginning of next month, Jamadiul Ukhra, the Jummah, the last Jummah of this month, and then Saturday and Ahad on Sunday, we're having our Islahi Jalsa in the Darul Uloom in Azadbal. So, to let us understand what is this Jalsa about, may Allah make me, I understand, all of us understand the importance of it, what is the object of it, is it just another Jalsa again, or what is it, may Allah let us understand. Basing it on this ayat of the Quran Sharif, hopefully we can get a better understanding. Allah give us all a better understanding. So there are a few things which Allah Ta'ala has discussed in this ayat. The first is, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ. Had it not been the fadl of Allah Ta'ala and Allah's rahmah. Fadl is that which is given as free of charge. Vansela, that you didn't work for. Allah Ta'ala gives you that. So that fadl of Allah Ta'ala and that rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, by which He makes tazkiyah, by which He purifies a person of his spiritual diseases. Had it not been, walawla fadlullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu, had it not been for that fadl of Allah and that rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Arif Billah, the Rumi of the time, the Tabriz of our time, he used to say that when you're asking for Islah, and we will come to that just now, then the Islah, if everyone, myself, ask ourselves, if we ever make dua that Ya Allah grant my Islah, make my tazkiyah. If we did, perhaps casually, but how serious, or did we ever make dua for our Islam? And this is, the ulama asked the muftis also, it is farz ain for every person to make his Islam, it is a farz upon every individual. Not farz kifaya, not wajib, not sunnat mustahab, but farz ain for every individual. And perhaps we hardly thought of it that I have to make my Islam. A thing which is farz like this, and we hardly thought of it. We hardly made dua for it. So our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, make dua for this in this way, that Ya Allah, that fadl of yours which you mentioned in this ayat, and that rahmat of yours which you have mentioned in this ayat, by the barakat of that, make my islah. So what a easy nuskha, which Allah Himself has said, had it not been that fadl of Allah and that rahmat of Allah, ma zaka minkum min ahadin abadan. Nobody will ever have gained the tazkiyah. Never would ever one become pure and clean of his spiritual diseases. Ma zaka minkum, from all of you, min ahadin. No one, no individuals. Abadan, never ever. It is only by that rahmat of Allah and that fazl of Allah that Allah makes you a tazkiyah. Ma zaka minkum min ahadin abadan, walakinna Allah yuzakki man yasha. But Allah Ta'ala makes tazkiyah of whom He wants to. Now, of whom will Allah Ta'ala want to make tazkiyah? And then the end of the ayat, وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Ulama have taught us that many ayats, perhaps most ayats, end with two names of Allah Ta'ala. So here also Allah has ended the ayat with two names of His, Sami' and Alim. That Allah is the all-hearer and Allah is the all-knower. So Allah, and those two names with the ayat is not just that by chance or anything. Allah's kalam is Allah's kalam. Everything is perfect. Those two names of Allah which usually come at the end of the ayat got a direct connection with the ayat. What we said in the ayat has got, what is in the last two names of Allah has got a direct connection with that ayat. What we have heard of our Shaykh and the ulama, that Allah hears everything. Allah is hearing whether you're making dua for your tazkiyah. Allah will give tazkiyah man yasha, whom Allah wishes to. And man yasha, who wishes his tazkiyah to be made. So Allah Ta'ala, that person who is at least making dua, he at least got that talab, that desire for his tazkiyah. myself, all of us ask us, did we ever make dua, Ya Allah, make my tazkiyah,
grant my,
give me, let me get rid of my spiritual diseases which I have got.
Purify me from my spiritual diseases.
We will mention a few to let us understand, hopefully, that whether we have got spiritual diseases or not. Or are we all right that we don't need a dua?
If a person,
his body is functioning everything properly, he doesn't have to make dua, oh Allah, let my eyes look right, let my heart function right. They are functioning right. Yes, he can make that, let it keep on.
But they are right. He doesn't have to make dua correct yet.
So Allah Ta'ala, yes, who are those people who are making dua for tazkiyah?
For them, Allah Ta'ala, man yasha.
Allah wa Ta'ala will give it. And then again, not only that you are making dua, وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah is everything.
Allah knows everything.
مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. What is in your heart? That dua, if you are making, first of all, I think, I hope I am wrong, that we are hardly making dua for our tazkiyah. If we are making, Allah says, are you only doing it lip service or are you really asking it from your heart? Allah knows whether it is in your heart or not, that you are making this dua. And this is a dua on which is dependent everything of our dunya's life also, our whole akhirah's life. If our tazkiyah is made, our spiritual diseases are removed from us, that person will live a wonderful life in this world.
We don't have to make effort on dunya. We have to make effort on our tazkiyah.
Of course, making effort for our halal, rozi, with the correct intention, the correct way, is a most superior form of ibadat also. And if we made our tazkiyah, Allah will make that all very easy. Now it won't be like, for example, in the days of the past when the people travelled, when they had to walk, through the jungles, no roads or anything. Today you just sit in a car. And today so many things have become easy, we can understand. That for example, you want to book a ticket, you don't have to wait for Monday morning and you go to the travel agent or you phone him and all that.
Yeah, 12 o'clock at night you can book your ticket. Just pressing a few buttons, it has been made so easy.
So when we make our tazkiyah, from that understand also, Allah will make everything easy. If you don't, if you haven't got a computer, you don't know how to use a computer, though it's available, but you can't book your ticket. You have to beg somebody, and that person might even, if he's got something with you, some problem, he might book you somewhere else. And he tells you your ticket is booked now. And you might even go to the wrong airport and then say, what problem? But you know how to do it. You can do it at your own leisure and with so much ease and with so much comfort.
So if we make our tazkiyah, Allah will make our dunya's life, whether it's our earning, whether it's the life with our family, whether it's with our friends, our health, everything Allah will make so easy. So important is this tazkiyah. So now what is this tazkiyah? What is this purification which Allah Ta'ala is speaking about, which Allah has given us the two names of His to use, to press those two buttons. And then we get Allah Ta'ala's focus upon us and our tazkiyah gets done. And then we are purified.
So what is this tazkiyah and how important is it for each one of us?
For our iman also. We all have got iman, alhamdulillah.
But the purification of our iman, how pure is our iman? Or is it mixed with other things also? We got, for example, we believe in Allah Ta'ala. We all know. And we make our ibadat also, and we make lot of ibadat also. But at the same time, we have to live a worldly life.
We call it a Western way of life. Just so we all understand what that is. But like a worldly way.
There also 100% we must put in. And here also we must put in 100%. We will go for Umrah and we'll make lot of ibadat also. We'll go in Jamaat, we'll make lot of ibadat.
When we back, we have to go to the gym also.
That type of life also that we are in it also. We're not one-sided. We're not like those people who are just one-sided or who are fanatics. No, we go to the gym also. No matter all the music that is playing there and no matter all the men and women who are together there and how they are dressed there and how much time. No, we have to keep fit is to justify it.
as if that is the way to keep fit. As though our people of the past that were not fit anymore. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masih Allah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and many, almost perhaps all of our Muslims, this we know, up to almost his very old age, he used to, one South African student was very heavy. He would be sitting down and he would lift him. And he would do his exercises on a daily basis. So there was no gym that was required or anything. And how much money is paid for the gym? And how much fraud takes place in all that also. So we have to have this way of life. We are 100% here also. We are 100% there. So this mixing of the two things, by Allah, no, that we haven't purified. We have got an adulterated way of even our way of life, our outlook of life. Take an example of namaz. We come to the house of Allah. When you go to somebody's house, for what you go to the house? To admire the house or to meet the person of the house? To meet the person? Yeah, we came to meet Allah Ta'ala. And the introduction to meeting of Allah Ta'ala was with the azan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Four times, again two times, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, the Tawheed of Allah Ta'ala. So all this, the Risalat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the prescription of success, that how you can become totally successful, that also has been said, Hayya al-Falah, Hayya al-Falah, and again the end, the real crux of everything, the Tawheed of Allah Ta'ala. So that should have put us into gear, that when we get into namaz, we are focused there now. When the imam reads, even if we don't understand the Arabic, we should be following also. Our mind should be there. But ask ourselves, we made Maghrib namaz now. We made our sunnahs also, etc. How much were our minds focused? And then one thing that came to light, we went for Umrah. May Allah accept. And then the person has the thought that you can't see the Kaaba anywhere else in the world. If you see it in a picture, it's a picture. But the real Kaaba, that you can only see when you are there. So you go down right to the mataf, not when you're making tawaf, but when you can sit and you can make your namazes, etc. And you go with the intention just to look at the Kaaba. And that is a great ibadat also. For those people who make tawaf, they get the greatest reward. Those who make namaz, he was after. And those who just looking at the Kaaba, and you can't see the Kaaba anywhere else in the world, only here you can see the Kaaba. So when you are watching the Kaaba, now you should be only watching there. But something else catches your attention. And Allah makes fazal, just in a few seconds you realize, did I come here to look at these other things? Or did I came here down to sit here? To look at the Kaaba. What is it? Why did my mind go away from that? For example, the crane is working. Now you're looking at the crane. Now you came right to Kaaba Sharif to look at cranes. Now you're taunting yourself. You came here to look for a crane. You came here, you came and sit here that you can get a proper view of the Kaaba. And just to look at the Kaaba, now you're looking at something else. Like that when we are making namaz here in our masjid. That I've come, I left my home, I left my business, I left my leisure, I left everything. I came here to meet Allah. And here now I'm engaged in all other things. So this is that tazkiyah. When it comes, then a person from his home, there are those people that from their home already their minds are with Allah Ta'ala. The whole namaz, what to say in namaz? When they hear the azan, they give jawab of azan. And their minds are there with the azan all the time. But unfortunately with azan also, there also, what is tazkiyah? Respect of the azan. Which today we are so negligent about also. Very, very negligent. Just to give you an idea of what the great merits are of the azan and respecting the azan. There was a woman in Bombay who was an evil woman who was selling herself to all the evil things. When the time of her passing away came, she started talking Arabic. House people were shocked at what is she speaking. And then they called the Imam Sahib that our daughter, she's speaking Arabic. We know the language Arabic, but we don't know what she's speaking. He came, he also got a shock. He says, what kind of, who was your daughter? He says, you know what her life was. We know, everyone knows what her life was. But she is speaking in pure, correct Arabic. And what is she saying? Hazane, malakane, qala li. These two angels told me that would khulil jannah. enter into Jannah. They are giving me clear tidings of Jannah. So they say, what was your daughter? We all know what her life was. Say, everything she was doing, that doesn't justify and give us license for doing anything wrong. But everything she was doing, but whenever Adhan used to go, she should tell everyone, keep quiet. Adhan is going. So when Adhan, respect is so much, then imagine if our Islah is made on all the methods of our deen, our Adhan. Today Adhan goes and we all justify ourselves and there is the masala. You can carry on if you're doing deeni work, you are having a bayan, you can carry on while Adhan. But the better thing is to respect Adhan, to keep quiet at that time. Today that is not in our life. Adhan carries on and we also just carry on as if, no, not even little we will say the first Allahu Akbar Allahu. The last Allahu Akbar we say. La ilaha illallah, there we reply little bit. And we mumble a few words and now finish. We say our dua, durood sharif, whatever it means. That also is high, it is it's not there. So the Islah is this, that the change comes in our life. And each one of us, our namaz, what kind of a namaz we have, there is that namaz that Allah Ta'ala, that is taken as a dirty rag and thrown back on your head. So ask ourselves, oh, my namaz, what is the condition? Not just that I made my namaz, how did I make my namaz? Rozas we keep, and it comes in the hadith clearly. Many are those people that Allah is not in need of their rozas. Of their staying, they only stayed hungry, they didn't keep rozas. And they were backbiting, they were talking all other things, doing wrong things. That is no roza also. So even Hajj, even our zakat, how are we giving it, etc. All this we have to make islah of all this. So for that we have to be first and foremost that at least so much comes that I need islah. If I think I don't need islah or if it's a nafir thing, if you want to do it, you do it. If you don't want to, it doesn't matter. If that is our head, but we hardly think of Islah as part of our deen. Our tazkiyah, our Islah, we didn't even hear the words really. It is only Allah reward our great buzurgs who come repeatedly to our country. They are living comfortably. For what do they come? To tell us about these things. And then we become conscious, so much so that even if we studied in a madrasa, and we are now called alims also, but their thought still doesn't come to us also. To gain the ma'rifat of Allah, it doesn't come to us. To gain the love of Allah, it doesn't come to us. Consciousness of akhirat, qabr's life, qiyamah's day, crossing over full sirat, and over sirat, the bridge, it doesn't even come to our mind. Allah reward these buzurgs and the friends then who encouraged us, told us, you also come, you also come. You come, why don't you come? Come! And then at least we got some idea of these things. Otherwise we hardly knew there was a thing like the love of Allah. We thought you make namaz, you keep roza, that's all. But all these things, we had, how many of us perhaps backward, right at the back of the mind we had, that looking at other women is haram. We read it in the Quran, we read it whenever we are making khatam. But it's not in our mind there, that to look at another woman is haram. We don't even think about that. So this is that consciousness at least comes. So that we realize that this tazkiyah, I have to make dua for it. Am I making dua or not? And then is it serious from my heart that I really want to make my tazkiyah? Normally we see what students it is, the madrasa students, who are becoming alims, etc. They all think that we'll think of it later, after we have graduated. Then we'll worry about our Islah, we'll make our tazkiyah, if we find somebody, nothing really, there's nothing, while they are studying, this consciousness is not there. And now when they're out of that environment, then their consciousness is even much more sufficient. Then we find, now when this person is 35, 40, 45, now he writes, I've got this problem, I've got that problem, I think I must now become bad, and I must do my Islah. Why first fall in the hole, and now you want to come out of the hole? Just keep yourself away from the hole, from all the problems, you don't know how to solve them now. No, from the beginning, make our Islah. So this Jalsa is to make us at least conscious. And each one that we realize, there is something like Tazkiyah and Nafs, there is something like Islah. And just to give an example, there are so many examples. Like our physical body, a person has got a heart problem, he's getting exhausted very quickly, breathing very heavily, he's getting chest pains, etc. Now he goes and check up, angiogram, They tell him, yeah, your arteries are blocked, so many are blocked, etc. You have to have a bypass, you have to put stents or something. They do it, everything is done properly. Now he's got full energy again. Now he's not running out of breath. Now he has got a full day's work and he can do it, manage it properly. A person, his kidneys are troubling, for example. Now you see, he's got other problems because of that. Or a person, his knees. Today, knee replacement is such a common thing. He's got a problem. Now he has to go for that. Or hip replacement, which is also very common, all these things. And it pains terribly also. Now you do it. It was successful. Now you feel nice. Your knees again, you can walk again nicely, comfortably. Your hips are right. Whatever else, so many things. So like that, spiritually, we don't even acknowledge I've got problems. Eye problems, if a person got eye problems, he can't see. And we are seeing wrong so much. If a person is seeing the red light as the green light, how dangerous, and it's colored light. Right? And it happens, this is the thing, that's why you have to do an eye test. A person is seeing wrong. He's saying the green light is seeing as a red, and the red light is green, how dangerous. And when we seeing my sister-in-law, as my wife, how dangerous is that? When that happens, and it happens, a person, his love is everywhere else outside the house. His love is not in the house. Then how dangerous the situation that becomes. And this is all common every day. Halal food. Allah, today that is a major, major issue in the whole world. That what are we eating? What is halal? A person is not even conscious of it. Haram is tasty for a person. Today the haram is very tasty and the halal is not tasty. Today whether we are in Makkah Sharif or Medina Sharif, in Makkah Sharif the Pepsi Cola, Coca Cola is very delicious. Zamzam is not delicious. We don't take on to Zamzam. It doesn't appeal to us. Especially see with our children. If you don't put the Pepsi and the juice or cold drinks, other 7-Up and that on the dastarkhan, you only put the Zamzam. There is a problem on the dastarkhan. So we are terribly sick. Our taste buds are gone completely haywire. What all the haram things today from all the places, or if not haram, the doubtful things, that will taste very nice for us. And the mother cooks something, what you cook today? Today I'm not eating, today we are on a strike. We are not eating. That halal, which is good, wholesome food, doesn't appeal to us. We are so sick, so sick. And we're not even thinking that I need treatment. And this also what I'm saying, it will be by me also, I'll forget. We just discard it. One bayan we went, we listened. But we don't have to really do anything about it. Whereas if we will do this tazkiyah thing which is being spoken about, everything else will fall in place also. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. We are having a nikah also. And with regard to nikah, one ajeeb thing also, and alhamdulillah, Allah open our hearts, our mind, that we keep on learning. Till our mort we keep on learning. One ajeeb thing that Allah Ta'ala has taught us, that it comes in the hadith, a woman is generally married for one of four reasons. Either her beauty, today mainly it's only beauty, nothing else. Otherwise she's a rich woman, she belongs to a woman of high social standing, or for her deen. So those are the four reasons. Because she's a pious girl, a religious girl, she's married for that. And in there also, Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, for her deen, not for her knowledge. Today, normally, we want an alima wants an alim, and that didn't come in the hadith. Many alims or many alimas, perhaps we haven't got deen, we got deen's knowledge. But deen is perhaps not in us, so the deen has been referred to. And, no mention has been made of love. And today, many, many more, they are increasing, are love marriage. And in the hadith the love has not been mentioned. So how do you reconcile this? That people generally get married, it is for beauty or it is for love. And may a lot of marriages are for love. So the answer to that Allah Ta'ala put into my heart is that when the marriage is done the correct way, which is called an arranged marriage. The parents say, you think this girl is good, that boy is good, let us speak, etc. Then they get married, they don't know one another also. Nowhere, they hardly knew this person was existing. One girl was supposed to get married. They said, look at the body, you see sunnah just before marriage. You just look at one another. She said, what must I see? You'll be having a topi, a beard, and a kurta, just like anyone else. What more am I going to see? So those are those girls which are brought up that way. Otherwise, one meeting also is not enough. Again, a second meeting, consultation again. And a third consultation also is required again. And all the consultations don't give any results whatsoever. And in this marriage, where they, which are arranged, then Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ of the great signs of Allah, أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Allah created your partners from you. So Allah has said, and then when you get married, you don't know one another. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً. Allah now creates love between you. And now you have love, and then that love which Allah created, that is for life. And the other love which love marriages, all the love is done before the marriage. So it's finished, it's exhausted now. After marriage, what is left now? Fighting. Now arguing with one another, fighting with one another, that is what is left. And why, where it results then? Unfortunately, we know what is happening, unfortunately. It is all, it is becoming rampant. Hardly a person is married, and there again, they are already breaking up. Where one couple, and that also, may Allah save us, or give us also. When you get married, today honeymoon, only the name is changed now. No more honeymoon, we just went for a few days. One person, he took qasam, he said, Manana, Wallah, I didn't go for a honeymoon. We just went for a few days. And he's taking qasam, no honeymoon. So just the name change doesn't change anything. And today name change is so common in the world. And what amount of fights take place and what amount of money is spent on name change. So here also is a name change, but it is still the same thing. Nothing new from the old. It is still the same. So that honeymoon that is spent, where you are like on the moon, eating honey on the moon for 1 week. When they came back, the next day, the girl phoned her mother and told her, you better come and fetch me. This husband of mine is using 4-letter words on me. Swear words. And 5-letter words, even worse swear words. Why? What's wrong? What is he saying? He's telling me to wash. And he's telling me to iron. And he's telling me to clean. It's all 4 letters, 5-letter words. How can I do when you taste on the moon and you're eating honey? And now you have to do all these things. And the other sad part, and this opened my mind. And Allah forgive us for whatever happened. But going to this resort and holiday, hotels, etc. Where somebody told me, and then it was like a shock to me. He said, the worst sins that take place are in these places. The hotel room, the resorts, the worst sins take place in these rooms. Now we go in there, we don't feel anything. Very sadly, we go to Makkah Sharif also, we don't feel any difference. We go to Madinah Sharif, we are right at Rozai Mubarak, we are at Multazam. But still we don't feel anything, that there is no Nuraniyat we feel. And we go to these places, no Zulmat that we feel. One time Haji Maipadia, Rahmatullah Alayh, visited us in the Darul Uloom. We had just built one new Mehman Khana. And he slept the night there. In the morning, first thing he asked me, who slept in this room? It was new, so I couldn't think of that. I don't think anyone slept there. Maybe you the first one, I don't know. He said there was so much of nur in the room that the whole night Haji Bhai must have been awake and making dua. And when that nur is there, you just flow with dua and you flow with ibadah. You don't feel tired, your mind is fresh. We, when we get up, we somehow, if we manage the tahajjud, mind is also all, we can't even concentrate or anything. This is when that nur is there. So, but we don't feel that nur. We go to these places of zulmat and darkness, zulumatum ba'aduha fawqa ba'd, darkness upon darkness, but we don't feel anything. It's still the same for us. How dead we are from inside. May Allah Ta'ala give us that. And that is with this eating of our. So there, when our marriage is consummated there in such a place, what's the balance of the marriage going to be? And if it was done in our home, the parents gave us their room for the night, in which there was namazes being made, there was tilawat being made, zikr was being made, tahajjud was being read, and there you started your marriage, you consummated it in that environment, how much of barakat in that marriage? And when we go to that environment and we start to put the foundation of our marriage, that type of a thing, then what can we expect after that? But this don't make sense to us anymore. The other things only, all big, big words, not 4, 5 letters, 10-letter words, all that makes a lot of sense to us. But the simple things don't make sense to us. May Allah Ta'ala guide us to righteousness and realize that where we belong. So all this is also part of this Islam, we can understand. And don't think more that the children, the youngsters of today, they are write-off. No. You just approach them in the right way and you will see that they are fatih. They will open the doors of the world for Islam. Allah has given that potential. We are just not using, we are not tapping it. We are allowing it to go into dirt and filth. What is happening in these places? At universities we know what is happening. What evil takes place all the time. How difficult isn't it there also? So if we tap it in the right direction, we will be shocked what results we can get. With this very youth and children of ours, if we come right. We as the parents, if we come right, Allah give us tawfiq and let us come on the right road and let us understand the importance of this Islam by which everything else will come right. How to do the Islam? Ask yourself from Allah Ta'ala. Allah will grant it. And the procedures will be discussed, etc. We do that and then we will see, inshallah, what results we will get. So inshallah, try to come to the Islahi Jalsa, middle weekend of February, from Jummah until Ahad Sunday, about 48 hours, perhaps a bit less or so, and try and bring other people, encourage them also. And in everything else, we tell others also, for example, petrol price is going up, or this Tuesday night, or whenever, I'm just giving an example, then we immediately remind one another also, fill up your tank, save a few rands in here, or whatever, other things also, there is a speed trap somewhere, we phone one another, we put it on the group, that watch out, there is a speed trap here. For this biggest thing, encourage one another also, so that we can become concerned of our Islam, and really if we got the worry for our children, our family, our friends, for the whole ummah, may Allah Ta'ala grant us.